You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Today, we're hearing from seven people running for Boise mayor. So actually, today, we are speaking with candidate Courtney Nielsen. She is a political novice, but she says she's running for Boise's top job because people want, in her words, fresh new ideas. Our morning edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Nielsen.
Courtney Nielsen is one of seven individuals running for mayor in the city of Boise.
Absolutely. Yes, I am. Thank you, George.
Welcome. What does your resume look like?
Oh, customer service. Yeah. People. I have a passion for people, engaging with people. It's full of everything. It's full of experience. It's full of life.
So what kind of jobs have you held?
Public relations. Right now I'm doing sales and marketing and merchandising. I've had construction. I've had, painting. I've done it all. I've had networks and everything. And I think that creates a lot of experience on my behalf.
Municipal elections are usually nonpartisan. That said, how might you describe your politics to a stranger?
I'm an independent. I think that politics in general and government has gotten kind of egocentric, agenda-driven, and I wanted to join because they were missing the boat. They were missing people. Mm-hmm. People being the agenda, people being the passion, people not profit. I mean, people are the profit, so that's the exciting thing.
What was the tipping point, and please be as specific as possible, what was the tipping point that led to your decision to run for mayor?
Well, 2 years of sleepless nights and intuition saying, you're going to run for mayor, you're going to run for mayor, and I didn't understand why, because I'm not a politician, mm-hmm. but I have a passion for people. And I opened up KTVB's app and saw Beter and McLean bickering back and forth, and I went, we deserve better than that. And I play well with others. I love engaging, and I just thought, we need somebody that, you know, wants to share their toys and build relationships and isn't tit for tat. This is inclusion of everybody and exciting and opportunities and expansion, and I don't know.
But running for mayor is a really big deal. It's not cheap. You've got to raise funds. You have to get the word out.
This is a
really big deal, and it's rather difficult.
It's been actually very easy.
And
I have 125 stores from Mountain Home to Vail, Ontario. So
stores of
convenience, Fred Meyer's. I'm in all these stores. It's like I've been campaigning since 2010.
Okay.
I'm with.
So your work takes you to these stores.
Oh, absolutely.
So
every
tell me
day.
What you do in these stores.
I represent clients like Mondelez, okay. Kellogg's. I represent Foster Grant. I represent Dannon, Minute Maid. Everybody. And I work with people from maintenance to management and everybody in between. So I have wonderful relationships all over the Treasure Valley. And I think that I work two jobs. I'm with the working people that value life and value higher wages and would love to live at and work here in Boise, you know, so.
History tells us that incumbents are rarely unseated. And usually the only way that they are unseated is through a scandal or if there's a public safety issue or if the economy is bad. And we don't have any of those. So you've got to defeat an incumbent who has been readily elected and reelected many times.
Yes, and I'm up for the challenge.
Yeah.
It's all uphill from here, and I love saying that because anybody can go downhill. I love going uphill because that's where the adventure is, and this has been fun. I've actually had a blast. I've met so many wonderful people, and what I hear on a regular basis is that people want something fresh, something new, some new ideas, somebody that creates balance. What I've been told is that it's not balanced with everybody. It's main, the focus is downtown Boise, North End, the fire department, and it's so much more than that. Boise is 80 square miles of fabulous. There's no such thing as sprawl. You can't define Boise as sprawl. Boise is beautiful and exciting.
But there's a concern for sprawl, or the possibility of sprawl. And that's why, for instance, we try to protect the foothills. Yes.
Oh, and yeah. I love, yes. I guess I'm misunderstanding the idea of sprawl going up to Bogus.
Sprawl is sprawl.
I mean, you go to another city
in California, et cetera, and their equivalent of foothills are covered with townhomes.
Yeah. And I love our foothills. I hike in those foothills. It's the foothills, I look at them and I'm like, are they going to go all the way to the top? Is that the plan? I mean, that defeats the purpose of the beautiful mountains.
On the ballot, in addition to all the races, are a couple of initiatives. And one of them is an initiative that would require voter approval on a library project. Let's first talk about that. How would you weigh in on, and there's been plenty of conversation in this town, about a possible new library?
No, on the library, as of the grand gesture, I think moving the library to a new location. I heard there was talk of the location where the stadium was going to go on Shoreline and Americana, and I think that was a beautiful idea. It has great parking. It's still right by the Greenbelt. I thought that was a beautiful idea. Or open more libraries across Boise. I mean, spread out.
But you're not a fan, for instance, of a bigger library on the footprint where it is now?
No, moving the log cabin, doing all that, no. Not a fan.
There's another initiative about a possible stadium project, and how do you weigh in on that?
No.
Just no?
No.
It doesn't matter where it would go?
No, if the taxpayers have to foot the bill on that, no.
Okay.
If the developer wants to pay for it himself, you go, boy. But that, no.
As you know, the winner of this race has to get the majority of the votes, and there's a possibility of another race, of a runoff race. Are you ready for a second?
I'm ready.
You're ready for this.
I'll pull my big girl panties up. I'm ready.
Tell me about the experience, because there have been a few forums now that you've participated in. Tell me what you've learned and how it's going for you. And I'm sensing a fair amount of optimism.
Oh, I love it. It's been so much fun. The first forum at CVI was wonderful.
That's Conservation Voters for Idaho.
Thank you. It was fun. I smiled the whole time. I really literally couldn't take the smile off my face because I was sitting there.
But that was your first test, wasn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yes, it was.
Yeah.
And it was fun. I was so relaxed, which was blowing my mind because I was like, I feel very comfortable. This is odd. I mean, not that I've always done very well with people and people relations, but I wasn't nervous. Mm. I didn't know. I mean, I don't have all the answers for everything, and I think that that makes me human, because if I had all the answers for everything, then I wouldn't get much more out of life.
Do you like running for office? In other words, if there's a possibility that you lose this race, would you run for another office?
I don't know. I'm just going wherever the doors open. I mean, really, this has been a wonderful experience, and who knows what is next, you know?
Wow.
I'm excited.
Courtney Nielsen, thank you so much.
Absolutely, George. Thank you.
And that was Courtney Nielsen, candidate for mayor of Boise, speaking with our George Prentice. Tomorrow, we will hear from the fifth in our series of seven conversations with the people vying to become Boise's next mayor. Make sure you tune in tomorrow at noon. We will have our interview with candidate Adriel Martinez. And you can listen to all of our previous conversations with candidates on our website. Just go to BoiseStatePublicRadio.org, or you can listen to them on the go when you subscribe to the Idaho Matters podcast. So see, we have you covered no matter what. Up next, the newest city to ban handheld cell phones while driving in Idaho. I'm Chama Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters.